line now by the Guardian's Johnny Howarth, who is down at Dale Farm where he's been since early this morning. What have you seen down there?
There's quite a lot of smoke billowing out from a small barricade where protesters have thrown quite a few tyres and old bundles of carpet. This has created... overall, there's abject chaos. The police stormed in fairly early at about just after 7 a.m, knocking down walls and fences, and they were met with quite a lot of the protesters, mostly in black with balaclavas, were throwing small bricks or any sort of objects they could find directly at the police. I could see small bricks ricocheting off their helmets, a few minor injuries from the police, quite a few serious injuries on behalf of the travellers themselves. One lady was causing quite a nasty bruise on her left eye from receiving some sort of blow to the head, possibly a punch. And another lady, Nora Egan, has been removed from sight by some medics after being trapped between her chalet and some fencing and badly injuring her back. At present, there seems to be a stalemate between the protesters, who are mostly up on the scaffolding tower, and the bailiffs and the police, who were just figuring out what to do next.
And you talk about a standoff, surely. What's the mood like down there? I mean, presumably, if police have been using tasers and they've been pelted with small bricks, both sides are pretty on edge.
But both sides are most definitely on edge. There's a real sense of despondency on behalf of the travellers. A lot of them who I've spoken to have said that they never thought it would come to this, and have been shocked at the heavy-handedness of the police, who seem to be theoretically making a hole for the bailiffs to be able to come in and start the eviction. At present, it's just a lot of waiting around to see what happens next.
Sure. Johnny, thank you very much. Look after yourself.
Thank you. Cheers.